Okay, so I just left off yesterday. We were discussing songs. So one more tshuva from the Rav Moshe, Eben Ezra Chelek Aleph Smitzadi, we were talking about the nigunim that were made by Adam Kasha, and afterwards he was Niskalkel. And at this point, he's not a person who's right to be listened to in the nigunim that he makes. So Rav Moshe talks to her. Rav Moshe says over here, it's good to see it. And Bnei Torah started singing it at different simchas. And now, Atayin Shmuel say Toivoshim, Mechanes Bachurim Basulois Yachrim Zam Lefneim, makes concerts with mixed concerts. The question was, what's the story with the Nigunim he's saying? He sings in the future, sings in the past. So Ramesh says, and songs that he sang already, that he sang at the time when he was kosher, then Ramesh says, I don't see any isif for that because he was singing while he's bekashas. And he brings a riot to it from Yechon Kain Gadol. And then he goes on, he says, he says, "Olvadze amuchach kenav kol mekar lesser letam harabim be sevter shikasu min sheisarif." Okay, beetsim mesukani abba nigunim shalasa achas shesani shana shemani. Then true, there's a mesupik even about the nigunim afterwards. If they're nigunim kasherim, where there's no kalos shiruin lenagnam, im yesh lezeinian hanochas shem lemais rishayim, is that enough? Like writing a Sefer Torah, that's where we're going to say that this idea that there's an Isser. He moves on, and it seems that from Ramesh and the way they say it over Ramesh also was that the Nigunim that he made beforehand, that's not a problem. The Nigunim he made afterwards, that already Ramesh held that one should not sing or listen to.
Even for that's Bal Nefesh Achmiru, or that's everybody?
Again, over here he takarites Ve'en La'achmi Avla B'nei Torah Bal Nefesh V'em Sonny Shemani Gamli Nini Kefira Azuk Yidach Sefplel. Sounds like it's more of a chumrah. They say over Moshe wasn't fine with it, Bechlal. It bothered him very much. You're right, Zevi's right. At the end of the Tshuva says, Kim She'ena Inni Kedusha Avla B'nei Torah Bal Nefesh Roy La'achmi, that's where he does come out. But the way I heard it over from maybe the whoever was saying it over was just exaggerating it, but myself, they were saying it over that he had a bad feeling for it in general. Someone was asking me yesterday, I don't know the new songs, but there's a new song that just came out with English words, but it has no toichen to it at all. It's not goyish, not going from goyish, but he was just like bothered by using music for such a like there's no chizin, there's no iris, there's no what, there's no feelings to it. So I mean I guess some people are very sensitive to these ideas. Just to end off with the
also,
yeah, go.
Does the Rav differentiate between Stam Shirei Agavim? In other words, is Shirei Agavim referring to Goyim versus Avdi Kechavim, Avdi Avodah Zarah? Do we differentiate between, you know, if it's something that was used for Avodah Zarah, like a pagan song, versus, you know, a pop song, you know, like...
So there definitely is a chilek.
And that's used on the radio selling detergent.
Do you know the Makaris to where people say that since you don't know where the song comes from, you don't know if it's from Avodah Zarah or not from Avodah Zarah, therefore it's mutter?
Another, I've heard it quoted many, many times. I don't know where it's from.
I also, I heard it quoted. I meant to check and I forgot. So I told the guys that night also, it came up last night, even though we were talking about Yish Baritz Yisrael. That was the topic last night, but somehow music got into the share. And I told him I would look into it also. I have to look into where these Heterim come from.
Rich, are you unavailable?
What night, Seder?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, guys like me.
I know, you're right. I don't know why we, it's more of a coming with certain marmakaimis we discuss, and then it like goes off topic. You're right. You're right.
Rabbi, that's just wedding Amkayim's appetite. That's
yeah. Okay, so I just want to end off with a Chassam Seif over here. The Chassam Seif was talking about when they started playing music in the shuls. Right? So he says, Lenagin be Beskness is Bikino v'ugo. The Fiani is Daiti. He says, Huminoya mi pirish. He was not such a big fan of what they were doing, and the Mishmura quotes it also. He quotes of this, that brings rise to Asa Av Bechol the Nagim Bebesek Neses. Okay.
Is that because of the night stream, or is that because of the Etza?
It was because of the way the reform and all those used it.
It wasn't the Etza. It wasn't that he had the Etza. There are people who make like a kalbach.
Right.
A howl.
Right.
With musical instruments, they have a guitar. Would the Rav say that that's a problem? To have a guitar for howl?
If that's what they need in order to give them kavana, then okay. It may be sad that that's what they need, but if that's what they need, then okay.
In other words, we're saying that there are certain types of communities where that's where their connection is, and that's what they need. Correct. Correct.
Okay, now.
We started a shadow on music. Yeah. If the music is really from the goy, can I steal it from the yin? The yid stole from the guy. Can I take his music without asking permission? Yeah.
It's awesome. I hear it.
Meaning, Yomanashach, if he stole it. And also, Shiloh, they say over Maisa with the Baron about Kalbach. Is there any truth to it?
What's the Maisa?
They say over that he used to say that a niggin's not Makabal Tumma.
I have no idea, and I never heard that.
They say about Rav Aaron that Rav Aaron would sing Lulav Shel Rasva.
Yeah, they said that was Rav Aaron's Talmidim's favorite song because he made it up when he was in yeshiva, sitting on the floor in the dormitory.
So what? But what came out based on the tshuva is it seems like Rav holds that it would be that Baal Nefesh Yachmiru on the later stuff. Even in other words, it seems like based on the tshuva that Rav Moshe would say that the Stam Oilim could even be Mekel on his later stuff, right?
Right. I don't know where Rav Aaron held. I do not know. Yes, Rabbi Kerr. So I heard he sings the song also.
The Rav doesn't sing?
What?
The Rav doesn't sing it?
It happens to me. I grew up with that song also. This was from my father's favorite songs also.
Is the Rav makbid on the nigunim that are sung in the shul in general? In other words, what would be, I had mentioned about the Rav is excited that I'm participating so much. Yeah, what's it called? But if somebody, I would imagine that the Rav would not be happy if somebody used Happy Birthday for Kedusha. But if somebody used a Lipa song for Kedusha, would that
I don't what would be,
what's the gula?
On the Mesa. The mice, I'm not makbid because I have trust and faith in my chazanim that they're picking hearts to get in the gunim that are going to bring us closer to Hashem the further away. It's like Bachum was telling me that when they sing these songs, let's say Happy Birthday, they said that in their minds, they're automatically thinking about the words. So they said it's true even when you sing, let's say, to the chadidi to another niggin also. So a lot of times you're thinking about the original niggin. Okay, but at least you're thinking about something of
Kedusha. Yeah, for sure, exactly. But in the realm of like chuppas, in other words, would this even translate into what's sung of a chuppah, or does that have any din of any Kedusha? Because the songs that people will take some nice gayish ballad that's sung by some shiksa, and they're going to go, and everybody, and you know, all the Bachurim are being Maharad after the Shiksa, so while, you know, the Rosh Hashivas are like, oh, it's Agda, you know, it's a nice song.
I hear. Yeah, I don't know. I have to look into it and think about it. I know the Mashgiach spoke about it. He's been speaking about it recently, I think. I think that's how it came up.
Yeah, so he spoke, I don't know if he spoke about it recently, at least not what I heard, but he spoke about
Okay, let's go on to
Mezalzel the words of Chazal, yeah. which Mamish which that was an akuda that he focused on.
Right, that's what I was saying, that this new song that came out when no teichin at all, just a bunch of words about peace, they felt like they were like bothered by it. Okay. It was good to hear actually that Bachman were bothered by a certain igunim. I was happy to hear that.
No, because it's mamash out of control. I don't know if my connection's any better. But it's completely out of control in the realm of the types of things. There's no gevulim. There's no like by Bachman. There's no like, oh, you know, like, you know, a decent guy will take his song, but like, you know, by the cross this monopoly.
Zevi, I sent you the next PDF, by the way, just before.
Does the psak have to do with a sensitivity issue to music? If you're more into music or less into music?
I'm trying to find where that answer comes from. I don't know. We'll have to have a separate share of music.
I wonder, Rebbe.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe that's what tonight's topic will be.
Rebbe, I can have this question.
Yeah. Okay, I have time today. I'm going to look into that, okay?
Wait, so there's a cop here.
There's a gun that opens. There's a gun when I'm walking home.
Zevi, we don't hear you.
Building, and as I'm walking home, I hear the plane. Yeah.
Zevi, we don't hear you. Still not.
What is the
I'm underneath my building, and they're playing Kol Isha as I'm walking in. They're playing Israeli Kol. You know? Now, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Connection. I was saying that there's a gun that's underneath my building. They play Kol Isha, and you know, I tell you that it's something that's, you know, do I have a right to make a machana?
You're just walking by, okay? But if it's staring your shemaim, then you have the right to ask them to lower it. Okay, we're going to stop here. Blina, tomorrow we're going to start Simon Tezayin, unless I have more to say about this music.